The core event is the deliverance of the Israelites from the Egyptian army at the Red Sea, a foundational act of salvation establishing the Lord as Israel's warrior and redeemer. The main characters are the Lord, Moses as his appointed leader, Israelites, and Pharaoh with his army. This occurs after the exodus from Egypt, as the Israelites begin their wilderness journey. Lord instructs Moses to have Israel encamp by the sea, predicting Pharaoh's pursuit. Pharaoh, heart-hardened, mobilizes his chariots and army and overtakes Israel. Israelites cry out in fear and complain to Moses, who tells them to stand firm and see the Lord's deliverance. Lord commands Moses to stretch his staff over the sea to divide it. Angel of God and the pillar of cloud move behind Israel, separating the camps. Knows. Moses obeys. Lord drives the sea back with a wind, creating dry ground with walls of water. Israel passes through. Egyptians pursue. Lord confuses the Egyptian army, ramming their chariot wheels, and commands Moses to stretch his hand again to return the waters. The sea covers Pharaoh's entire army, destroying it, while Israel reaches the other side safely. The people fear the Lord and trust in him and Moses. Moses and the Israelites then sing a song of victory, to praising the Lord's power and salvation, with Miriam leading the women in dance and song. The narrative continues as Israel travels into the desert of Shur, rumbles at Marah's bitter water. Lord shows Moses wood to sweeten it, giving a statute and promising healing for obedience, before they reach the oasis of Elim. New Testament passage references this event, stating the ancestors were under the cloud and passed through the sea, being baptized into Moses, and identifies the spiritual rock that accompanied them as Christ. This event completes Israel's physical liberation from Egypt, transforming them from a pursued several people into witnesses of the Lord's supreme power, which establishes their trust. It serves as the climactic demonstration of the plague's purpose, forcing Egyptian recognition of the Lord. The Song of Moses positions the deliverance as a foundational act pointing toward future guidance to God's dwelling and establishing his eternal reign. The subsequent grumbling at Marah immediately introduces the theme of testing and provision in the wilderness. In the broader biblical narrative, Red Sea crossing is a definitive salvation event, later recalled in the Psalms and interpreted in the New Testament as a prefiguration of Christian baptism and spiritual sustenance from Christ.